Biking may not be on the minds of most Central Ohioans given the weather the past several days, but it's a constant source of thought for Jess Matthews. Earlier this year, she led the effort to organize the first statewide Women's Bicycling Summit held in Columbus. Tonight, she wraps up the third class in her Girls in Gear program.
I read this research paper about how there weren't any inner-city, girl-specific empowerment programs using the bike, and I was like, done. And so the first program, I only had four components, and it didn't have nutrition education. Well, a girl, a contact that I knew from the green bean delivery, heard of the program, loved it, and so we added in a fifth component, which is now the nutrition education. And I've been in a lot of more underserved areas, and I really want them to know that they have the ability, just like anywhere else.
The program tries to instill confidence in the girls in biking and beyond. They meet once a week for 8 weeks, focusing on five skill-building areas, including bike safety, basic bike mechanics, but also public speaking and urban design. Matthews believes that by teaching technical skills and healthy eating to girls in the 9 to 14 age range, the girls can begin a pattern of making good decisions for the rest of their lives.
Because it's an influential time for these girls. There's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of, you know, with the school and with different, I would say, elements or classes, it seems to be, you know, girls kind of go in one direction and boys go in another. And then there's this intimidation that happens, or this, you know, friend pressure, societal pressure. And I just want them to know and get comfortable that they can use their hands and it's okay. They can get dirty and it, you know, they can be okay with mapping. I just want them to maintain this level of confidence, you know, not feel like it's not, quote, girly enough or it's nerdy. I mean, it's cool to be a nerd. So that's why I focused on the 9 to 14s.
Girls in the current class live in the village of Urban Crest, just north of Grove City. On this day, the girls are walking the neighborhood with Matthews and city planner Amanda Golden.
Do you guys walk on the grass?
No, street.
You walk on the street?
I walked the speedway with my niece when it was really dark.
You did? Are there any lights around here?
Yeah.
There's not a lot, but once you get up the street, there's a couple lights.
Yeah.
Along for the walk are Katie and Keegan, two girls who've already been through the program, but offer some help to the current class because of how it impacted their own lives.
I wanted to be a vet when I was going to go to college, and when I met Amanda, I wanted to be a city planner because it impacted me so much because I love community work. I guess it just made me fall in love with it more, and I can inspire people to, like, walk around and do more with biking and just walking.
I've always loved biking, and this has given me the opportunity to share the rules of biking and help girls be comfortable on bikes. And I'm more aware of sidewalks around communities. If there's no sidewalks, I'm just, oh my God, there needs to be sidewalks here. Why are there no sidewalks?
I came out of this as, like, as she said, sidewalks, but I also find out they're limiting our space sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And putting stop signs in front of stuff, and it just, I became more aware of stuff around me that I wouldn't ever see if I didn't take this class.
Following the walk, the girls review what they saw and begin to learn about civic engagement.
What did you guys see that you thought was really good about your neighborhood?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Only the playground.
Oh, yeah. The playground?
Only the playground. If there were no sidewalks, people will be confused to ride their bikes. The people will just walk down the street and get hit by a car.
Yeah, you're right.
And it would be a lot easier to have sidewalks so the little kids that, you know, don't really pay attention to, don't know much about bike safety or whatever, that it would be a lot more safer for them to ride on the sidewalks.
That's a great point, Zoe.
Maybe.
So you guys have said a lot of great things that you want to see in your neighborhood.
It's in their ball.
You guys have a mayor. And the purpose of having civic leaders is so that you guys can collectively come together and have a voice and say, hey, mayor, we would love to see something go into this building that seems abandoned, right? And when you say, this seems abandoned, this is how I feel, you say, I don't feel safe, or I wish a fun house would go in, or I wish there was a place for me to read my books or use the internet or a library or all the things that you guys have said. You could say, Mayor, we want this. All of us want this. There's 15 of us. We've worked hard and we want this. And that is how change happens in communities.
The girls receive bicycles at the end of the program. The first class concluded with a visit from Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman. The second met with a life coach. As the third class of Matthews' Girls in Gear program wraps up, the girls are hoping to visit with the mayor of Urban Crest to present their ideas to improve their neighborhood.